Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Hello, my friend. Welcome. I hope you're having a super amazing day. Today's episode is going to be kind of crazy, my friend. So buckle up because this has been making me crazy for the past 20 years. Today, we're talking about everything is impermanent, which you probably hear tossed around a lot. I am Heather. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and you are listening to Illuminate Your Worth, just in case you wondered, where the heck am I? Where did I land? And this thought has been banging around in my head for about, I'm going to give it a little over 20 years, which is a long time to be thinking about one thing, isn't it? And now that I say that outside, there's some people who have thoughts that have been crashing around in their head for the last, 50 years, and they don't even recognize it. But this one I've been intentionally thinking about. And if you were listening, I think it was last week, I was talking about how I recently came back from walking 106 miles in the Cotswolds. And if you don't know where that is, it's this quaint little part of England. If you take the cars away, you'd be convinced you were still in the 1800s. I mean, they still have the little houses, and some of them still have the thatched roofs, and there's still horses walking down the street and sheep everywhere. So it's lovely. It's gorgeous. I mean, I went there on purpose to do this walk because I love that part of the world. And I chose at this point to walk this walk alone. Last year I did a long walk in Scotland with a friend of mine, and I felt like I wanted to make this journey by myself, even though, you're never really alone. You're never really alone in this world. There's always, if there's not people around, there's critters around, and you're never more than 6 feet away from a spider, I hear, no matter where you are in the world. Sorry, people, including me, who are afraid of spiders. It's just a reality you gotta live with. Don't worry, they're just doing their thing. But so I decided to do this walk alone. And I would start it, I would go down and have breakfast, and I was staying in B&Bs, and you would say hi because you would see the same people all the time, maybe have a little chit chat. Then I would just go off and start my walk. I had my GPS coordinates, and I specifically chose not to listen to any music. And I know in the world right now, there's a lot of noise. There's always something. There's always something filling our auditory space. And yes, 106 miles. And there is a lot. And it got to the point where I have a monthly subscription to a thing called Float Toronto, which is a sensory deprivation tank, because I just thought, I just need to shut the noise off for like an hour. So monthly I go, and some people go, oh my God, it's so scary. It's not scary. It's huge. It's this big, huge, you can stand up in it, a couple feet of water, you're floating. It's completely dark. It's completely quiet. Eyes open, eyes closed, as you wish. And you float for an hour. And people think it would be boring, but it passes really fast. So this was my version of sensory deprivation, walking in England alone with the inside of my head. And one day I was walking along, and I wasn't thinking about anything in particular, which I love, because when your body is in motion, and your body knows what to do. You don't have to think about step, 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 step. Your body knows how to walk pretty well without you thinking about every step. I was just walking along. I was, listening to the birds, Even in the woods, it's noisy, by the way. Listening to the birds, looking at the sheep, talking to the cows, and not thinking about anything in particular. And this thought came into my head again about this impermanence. And I'll tell you where it came from. So I'm going to say 21 years ago, I was in India. So it was right after I had decided to leave my corporate career. I just said, I'm leaving my job, quit my job, sold my house, and off I went to India because I thought, well, what am I going to do? Just like, I've got to go find myself. And I say that a little tongue in cheek because you're always, no matter where you go, you always have you with you. You don't have to go anywhere to find yourself. But I wanted to go to India. So I went to India. And I'd been there almost 3 months when this happened. I was in a place called Bodh Gaya, which is where, if you know anything about the Buddha, so he was this Prince Gotama, and he left his castle and went to try to figure out, about life. And he decided to sit under this Bodhi tree. It's called a Bodhi tree. He decided to, this is the story. He decided to sit under this tree until he figured it out. And I can't remember how many days he ended up sitting there, but they say he sat there for a long time and then he suddenly became enlightened. So this is the place that I was. I was in Bodh Gaya, which is where the Bodhi tree is. It's, I think right now it's the daughter of the original tree. I don't think it can be the original tree. And I was doing a 5-day silent retreat with a monk. And this monk was talking to us and was telling us the Dalai Lama was coming to India. I was like, whoa, I didn't hear anything about that. She said, oh, yeah, he's coming to do a teaching to a group of monks. And I had just left the week before Dharamsala, which is where the Dalai Lama lives. And that's where his home is. That's where his temple is. And I had spent a couple of weeks hanging out there because it's actually a really nice place to hang out in when if you ever go to India. Don't spend all your time in the south. Go up into the north. All the tourists go down into the south, but the north is lovely. So she said he was going to be there, and I said, really? So I went. But at the time, you had to go. Like this is 20 over 20 years ago. He didn't walk around with a smartphone in your hand. He didn't walk around with a computer in your pocket. I had to go to internet cafes. So I went to an internet cafe and I went on to his calendar and it wasn't there. So I sent an email to the Office of His Holiness and asked the question. I hear he's going to be at his residence. Is this true? And the next day I went back to the internet cafe because back then you had to wait for answers. It wasn't instant. Oh my God, how crazy. So the next day I went back and there was a response in my email box from the Office of His Holiness. Almost my mind was blown. And it said, yes, he is going to be in his residence and he's going to be doing these teachings. And this is how you go. And I was like, what? People can go? So after my 5-day silent retreat, there seems to be a lot of theme of silence here on this show, isn't there? Anyway, so I hopped on a train 24 hours all the way back to see the Dalai Lama. On the way, I was robbed, but somehow it didn't upset me. That's a whole different story. Yeah, I said, well, if that guy really needed my purse, yeah, that's fine. He can have it. The only thing that I was really upset about was I lost my notebook. But I just bought another. So I went all the way back 24 hours across the country back to the place I had left not so that long ago to see the Office of His Holiness, to see His actual Holiness. And it was 5 days in the temple with the Dalai Lama. There was a couple hundred monks there. There was probably a couple hundred people, other people, not monks, there. Everybody's got their little transistor radios because it's being translated from Tibetan. I don't know who's doing the translations. Somebody's doing translations. And so we're all like tuning into the local frequency to get the translation. He is quite a little joker, that guy. Like, he was just so funny. He would crack jokes. And he's doing a teaching on the Flower Garland Sutras. And at one point, we're probably at about day three or so. I have so many stories about those 5 days. I'll try to stick to this one. I'll try. I'll do my best. He says, everything is impermanent, including impermanence. And I went, what? What did he just say? And it was like something fused in my brain. I'm like, I don't understand what he just said. What is he talking about? This doesn't even make sense. And of course, he didn't explain it. Of course, he didn't explain it. It's like that. What's the sound of one hand clapping? So that is the thought. That's where that thought came from that was banging around inside of my head as I was walking in the Cotswolds. And I don't know if you know, if you watch Father Brown, which is this cute little murder mystery show that I watch. I probably told you that I have a guilty pleasure of cozy murder mysteries. But I was actually on my way. I was walking through this footpath when this popped into my head towards the village where Father Brown is filmed because I wanted to see Father Brown's church. Oh yeah, I was on the Father Brown tour. So it just kind of popped into my head. Everything is impermanent, including impermanence. And as I was walking, it was this weird idea came in. And maybe it's because I've been doing a lot of reading and quantum physics and energy, and we are all energy. I was like, well, we know that we're impermanent. Everybody knows that your personage is going to pass away, right? At some point, people pass away, their current form. My mother-in-law passed away in the spring. I was messaging one of my friends last night, and I haven't talked to him in over a year, and his mother passed away last year. I was like, oh my goodness, people are passing away. And I said, well, of course, because we are impermanent. As much as we would like to hang on to whatever state, we're like, I can remember when I was 30, I'm like, I'd like to stay 30. And then I hit 40, I'm like, actually, 40 is really good. Maybe I'd like to stay 40. Then I hit 50. I was like, 50 is great. Let's just stay 50. Next year, I hit 60. We'll see what happens if I change my mind and I think 60 is amazing. But we can't stop this linear timeline that we're on currently. Although quantum physics says we can go forward or backwards. It's like, oh, I don't know how to do that yet. So we know that this physical body is going to pass away. And we know that there's an energy. It's almost like there's an energy currently powering this vehicle. So, what happens to that energy when you pass away? This is what was kind of just floating through my mind as I was walking. And I remembered Albert Einstein at one point saying, or is it Albert Einstein? I think it's Albert Einstein. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It just takes a different form. So if you think about trees, they're growing. We cut them down. They still have a potentiality inside of them. And then when maybe while we build a house, that's pretty nice, it's holding the energy of our home together. But if we have a fireplace, which I was just talking about with my friend Christine hiding here in the background, when you have a fireplace, heat comes out. That's it. So the tree created some energy inside of it, and then it let it out into heat. The heat doesn't disappear. It just mixes in with everything else, right? So energy is always around. Everything is energy. And if you know that you are energy, you've just coalesced into this form right now, then when you pass away, that energy goes somewhere else. So I'm like, okay. So we're going to talk about this some more after the break. But this is kind of where my brain was trying to gently lead me with maybe it was my brain. Gently lead me without getting me too lost on the road. So we're going to have a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about impermanence, and we're actually going to talk about, you know, why it would matter to me whether things were impermanent or not. So I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. Stay tuned, my friend. We'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Yay! All right. So we are talking about impermanence. Even commercial breaks are impermanent. They don't last forever, even though we think they do. Right? Remember the days back in the day when you actually had to watch the commercials? You couldn't just skip past them. Oh my goodness. Crazy. The things we had to endure. Okay. So we're talking about impermanence and the Dalai Lama. Oh my God. Such a sweet man. So I have to tell you this story. So the first day we're there, what he does is he comes out of his residence, he comes across this courtyard and he comes up this staircase, and then he goes into the main part of the temple. The monks he was specifically teaching were inside the temple, and then there were some monks on one side, and then we were all gathered around, sitting outside in the courtyard. And there's guards because, of course, you know, his life has always been kind of a little at risk. So he's coming across the courtyard and everybody's trying to gather around where he's going to come through into the temple. There was a lot of Tibetans there because in this part of India, a lot of Tibetans have come across the mountains and are living there because they want to be close to the Dalai Lama. And as he's coming up the stairs, this energy was just like, whoa, like, I don't know if it was him, if it was the people, like you could just feel this surge of energy as he was coming up the stairs. I was like, oh my gosh, I think I'm going to fall over. But luckily there was a lot of people, so I didn't fall over. The crowd held me up. It was incredible how much energy can be created by people all thinking and feeling the same thing, right? They've actually measured that your energy field goes out at least 6 feet from your body, but it's only 6 feet because that's as far as their measurement tools work right now. I'm sure when they get better tools, they'll measure it bigger and bigger and bigger, right? Because you aren't just the energy contained in this human form. You are a big energetic being. And think about all of the ways these energies are intermixed. So I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. Back up. La, 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 la. Okay. So we're talking about my brain started jumping all over the place, which it does. And I just reeled it back in. So we're talking about impermanent. You, when I was walking, I was thinking about me, right? I'm like, I am impermanent. Yep. Yep. I'm impermanent. But everything is impermanent, including impermanence. So if I'm impermanent, but I'm not impermanent, what does that look like? It starts to get to the point where the word impermanent doesn't mean anything, you know? It's like, what does this mean? So I said, okay, if I'm impermanent, maybe the impermanence is just the current forms. So plants grow and they die. And then they grow again and they die again. People have babies, you know, babies grow up and they pass away. Maybe they have babies. So that DNA line is not impermanent as long as people keep having babies. The emotion, think of emotions, right? So when you're sad or, you know, angry, if you're really mad at someone about something for doing something, that doesn't really last. So the energy of that comes in and then it transmutes. Maybe grief turns into acceptance, like everything just keeps morphing. So I love this idea that of impermanence, because it allows you to recognize that whatever crap you're in, it's not going to stay the same. You could go to new crap, sure, you know, that's your choice. But, and yes, I know, they're like, Heather, I don't choose this crap to happen to me. Well, maybe energetically on some level, there is an attraction to whatever this is. I was speaking about this with, actually, I have a friend who's a psychic, and I had coffee with her yesterday, and we were talking about the fact that if you keep making the same mistake, you haven't learned your lesson yet. So if you, I mean, I just think about people who keep dating the same guy who's not right for them. Well, pick a different kind of guy. Or if, you know, keep doing the same job that you didn't like the first time, but you just decided to do it somewhere else and then you're unhappy again, then that's still a lesson to learn. But that's for a different day. We're on impermanence. So I kind of, this it's interesting. This I kind of mentioned last week about how I saw this headline go by that quantum physics had proven that death doesn't exist. And I didn't mean, like, I picked the topics of my podcasts weeks in advance, so I didn't plan for that headline to go by. But when I mentioned it, one of my favorite people, one of my clients, sent me a message that said, you know, there's a different perspective on this. On this, she went to check the validity of this headline, because sometimes it's just clickbait, right? And she asked, you know, what's the validity of, she has ChatGPT. She's got a high level ChatGPT. So apparently they don't totally say that, that you don't die, because your physical body does die. But the idea of energy, so the idea of energy not passing away, I think is where they're starting to try and go with that. And of course, science right now, and the way that science has developed over many hundreds of years for us, is that if I can't measure it, if I can't prove it, then sometimes it goes into this category of pseudoscience. But as we've been able to start to prove things, some of the pseudoscience stuff is becoming real. I'm not saying that quantum physics is going to prove death doesn't exist. I'm just saying I like to keep and hold multiple ideas in my head at once, even if they oppose each other. I let them both be true just to see who wins. And they are, it is controversial. Like quantum consciousness is, I think, where the quantum physics is trying to say that that there is no death, because quantum consciousness is like, if you think about your consciousness, does it actually fit inside this brain that you carry around? And if it is only contained inside this brain, how can you know when that person is going to phone you and that does, and they do? Or how can I know that the light, no, that's a bad example because I know when the light's going to turn red. The light's flashing, it's going to turn red. But I'm just remembering this one example. One day I walked up to the yoga studio that I was taking, this was before I was a yoga teacher. I was good friends with the yoga teacher who ran the yoga studio, and it was closed. So I walked up to it. I didn't make a sound. I mean, I'm on a busy street. I just stood quietly in the doorway, hadn't made a sound, hadn't knocked, hadn't even peeked in the window. And I didn't know this, but my friend who was teaching, who was the teacher, was in the back of the yoga studio. The curtains were closed. She couldn't see out onto the street. And she suddenly knew I was there, and she came out. So if your consciousness is contained inside this cranium, how do you connect with other people outside of yourself? Because we are more than our 3D bodies, right? This is my belief. So if in quantum consciousness, if you believe that you are a large energetic being connected into the energy of the universe, then we're all plugged in, right? And yes, the physical body passes away, but the consciousness doesn't necessarily, right? So when I'm thinking about it, like, that's kind of a huge, that's like, woo, crazy. Heather, you're talking crazy. Yes, but it's to bring you back down into the idea that life, as we are living it, is not, it's never going to stay the same. It's each breath you're going to change. Every breath I take in, it's sending in some oxygen, some stuff's coming out, it's redecorating the interior of my lungs, it's doing all the things it does. So even on a cellular level, stuff is changing all the time. And being able to let go of that need for safety in keeping things the same and accepting that it's actually to your best interest to let things change and be impermanent. Because there's no growth in staying the same. And that doesn't mean that, you know, you have to go to boot camp and all these things, but it's more this, you can make it a gentle place of allowing things to change as they need to, and not trying to stop. The tighter you hold on to something so that it doesn't change, the harder it is on you, because it's going to change. It's going to change, you know. And I think we just think that change is always bad. We're conditioned for this. We're conditioned for change to be bad. You know, oh yeah, sure, enjoy yourself now, but, you know, tomorrow it's going to rain. Well, what? It's like we always expect if there's something good now that the next thing that's going to happen is bad. Why do we do that? I mean, if something's like, my life is fabulous right now, and I'm expecting it to become more fabulous. And so it's going to, because I've decided it's really awesome and it'll only become more awesome. Now, there might be little things along the way that annoy me, but psh, that's just so so that I don't get bored, right? I like to solve puzzles. It's just like, here, Heather, here's something for you to solve while we make your life more awesome. And nothing is linear, right? We're going to talk about that after the break. Nothing is linear. Nothing is a straight up and a straight down. Unless you're walking through the hills and the Cotswolds, then you're going straight up and straight down. Anyways, I digress. So we're going to come back. We're going to talk about loops and no straight lines and back and forth and up and down and the excitement of knowing that things are impermanent and why this should make you celebrate, right? So we're going to go on to a break. By the way, when we're on the break, if you don't want to listen to the commercial, pop over and give us a 5-star review. How would that be? Send me some comments, send me some love, and send me some questions. Come over to the chat room if you want to tell me your opinion on impermanence. We are at theinspiredchoicesnetwork.com. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth, and I will see you after the break.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Yes, my friends, send me an email at info@heatherstewart.coach. And I wanted to mention this too, by the way. I mentioned it last week and there are still some spots on my calendar. So something that I have been inspired to offer to people who are ready, who maybe you've been trying to figure all this out by yourself and you just want somebody to talk to. So I have figured out a lot of stuff on my way, on my journey, and I was inspired to offer an alignment activation audit, which is an hour with me for free, which I think at some point I'm going to have to charge for this because I've been doing it with a few people. I was like, whoa, this is really good. We get right into it. So it's just me asking you some questions and we're reflecting back and forth and we go through the areas of your life with some questions to see some patterns that maybe you're repeating and the lessons you're not learning and an idea of how to move forward, right? So it's super powerful. All you have to do is send me an email. There is no website for this right now, my friends. You've got to email me directly, info@heatherstewart.coach, and it's going to be epic. So I invite you to send me an email. And we're talking about impermanence. This offering is impermanent. Oh, I'm kidding. So this, if you think about, I don't know if you've seen this visual of the universe. You know, we always, when we picture our galaxy, we picture the sun and we're just kind of going around it, right? It's just kind of like, here we are. But if you incorporate that into the bigger universe, because the universe is spiraling and we're spiraling and everybody's spiraling, it's more like we're traveling through life like a corkscrew forwards. And I'm using this visual because that's kind of how life is, right? So you can't stay the same. Change isn't the problem. Change isn't a problem. We know that change is going to happen. We are absolutely 100% at some point, deep down inside, if you look, you know that nothing is going to stay the same. No matter how much you love this exact moment in time. I've had many of them that I loved that exact moment in time. But it's going to change. And this isn't to be sad about, because if it didn't change, it couldn't get better. So the problem isn't the change, because we know it's going to happen. It's part of life. It's the resisting of the change that is the problem. We know everything is impermanent. It's the fact that we don't want it to be that causes us this unhappiness, right? So when we are spinning through the universe on our third rock from the sun and enjoying the ride, think of it, you know, I think of, there's that picture of, what is it, a cowboy riding a rocket or something? I can't remember. Like, yeah, let's go, let's have some fun. This spiraling is, there's a yogi I know who calls it an upward spiral. Think of it as like you might be coming around to the same thing again, but you could be in a higher place. So if I think about lost luggage, there was a point in my life where if I lost my luggage, I would be crabby, unhappy. Well, you know, why did this happen? Where's my stuff? Why are you making my life so difficult? And now, because it has happened, it's like, see, I don't have this or this, so how will I manage this? Now, I also plan ahead and I bring a spare toothbrush and everything in my carry-on, but I don't get mad anymore, because it's not like people are doing it on purpose. You know, these things aren't happening to you on purpose. It's like the world isn't conspiring against you. That's completely the opposite thing that you should believe about your life. The world is not conspiring against you. In fact, the universe is conspiring to make you successful and happy. But sometimes you get in your own way. Oh, thanks, Christine. Christine was trying to send me a picture and it was taking her some time to get it to work. It's a little astronaut cowboy riding the rocket. Yeehaw! So if we can think of change, start to shift our idea of change to as natural as breathing, and we can decide to stop resisting it, to start allowing it, and instead to be curious about where this change is leading us. Imagine how much more fun you would have in life, right? So recently, this happened actually right after I came back from vacation, the software that I used to run a whole lot of stuff in my business sent me an email that said, by the way, we're shutting down. You better pull your data off. And I thought, what? Are you kidding me? You know, they didn't give any information. I actually did get a little angry for a moment. And then I went, well, guess I better figure out what to do. And I wasn't going to spend my energy complaining about what was happening. I wasn't going to spend my energy trying to keep it the same, because I have no control over that. I can't control how this company operates, but I can control what I do. I can control how I move forward from that. So I went into action mode and started taking care of it. Would I have rather been doing something else? Yes. But resisting it wasn't going to help me. And everything is impermanent. My software was impermanent. Okay, note to self, have plans in place to help you take care of these things. So if you can allow that, have the allowance in you that change is natural, everything is impermanent, you're impermanent for goodness sake, right? I can remember one time somebody walked up to Gary Vee. He's this dude who's well known in the digital space, who has lots of very strong opinions about life. And somebody walked up to him and said, I'm trying to be an entrepreneur. What's the best advice you can give me? He said, you're going to die. And the person was like, what? That's the advice you give someone to be successful? You're going to die? And the reason he said that was because you are. It's real. So if there's something you want to do, what are you waiting for? Right? What are you waiting for? Everything has an ending, including you. And if there are things that you feel inside of you that you are here to achieve, because we're all here for something, it's time for you to get moving, my friend, right? And what are you afraid of? Are you afraid that someone's going to judge you? Well, they might judge you for 5 minutes and then move on, because even judgment is impermanence. Do you think that someone's going to make fun of you? Well, that'll last 2 minutes and then you move on. And that only matters if you internalize and believe them. You don't have to believe what people tell you. They're telling you what they see through the lens of what they see and their experience, right? So can you remember any time in your life where ending something, an ending of something, actually set you free? I actually have a tattoo on my arm, if you're watching the video, of this. It's hard to show you. I can't quite twist my arm that far. But it's the Ouroboros, which is the snake eating its tail. And around the outside of it, it says, the beginning is the end, is the beginning is the end, is the beginning. And it just goes around and around. And it's my reminder that it's my personal indelible never to be, well, everything's impermanent, isn't it? Currently permanent-ish reminder that even when things end, it's not an ending, it's a beginning, right? So when you trust that if something feels like it's falling apart in your life, maybe, I'm going to just say it, it's falling apart so that something better can come if you let it, right? There have been times in my life, thus the tattoo, where things were chaos. It was, you know, the end of the world as we know it. And yet, when you get to the other side, you think, whoa, oh, I'm still alive. Okay, check. And, oh, actually, things are better. So if you can't find one for yourself, you're not looking hard enough, is what I'm going to say. If you can't find a time for yourself where something changed in your life that seemed awful, but in retrospect, it was actually a better thing for you, you got to think harder. So when you trust what it feels, that feeling of that breakdown is part of something bigger for you, part of a bigger plan for you, maybe it's a lesson that you needed so that you could carry it forward. I'm pretty sure that most of the lessons in my life, even if I didn't enjoy them at the time, were so that I had that experience in place. I used to joke with my massage clients, because I've been in the fitness world for a little over 20 years. I used to joke with my massage clients that I had various injuries. I said, oh, I got this injury so I could understand how to rehab it, so I could help you rehab yours. So I've fixed mine. Let me help you fix yours. And I've done this with lots of things in my life. I broke this in my life so I could figure out how to have a better life, so I could help you figure out yours, right? Ah, yes, the self-sacrifice I do for you guys is amazing. So, oh my gosh, but look, in all seriousness, yes, I can laugh at it now. Yes, I can absolutely laugh at my life now. Yes, Christine. But it's because I've done all my, it's done, not all of it. It's never over. I've done a lot of processing. I've had my new perspective. I've been able to step outside of it and go, wow, that was a really good lesson. When I had my stroke, wow, that was a really good lesson. When I broke my wrist in a foreign country where I didn't speak the language, that was a really good lesson. And also about paying attention to where you're walking. But this whole idea that if your current situation is not what you want, be excited because it's impermanent, right? And change is going to come. And your only job is to pay attention to when the door opens, the opportunity comes, the idea presents itself, the lesson is laid out in front of you so that you can step into the next thing. That's your only job. Trust that everything's going to change. Know that everything's going to change. Your job is to pay attention and be excited for what the change is. That's all, right? That's your job. Don't go away just yet. Now, if you didn't have a chance to give us our review yet, now is your time. Pop over and give us our 5 stars. Yeah. And come back. I have some suggestions for you to help you out. Of course, as always, I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We're on the Inspired Choices Network, and I will see you in a moment.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Do, 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 do. So, yes, in case you were out during the commercial break doing something else, send me an email, info@heatherstewart.coach. And there's no pressure. This activation audit is totally free for you to have a conversation with me and help you out. I mean, that's all I want. I want to help you out so that you can pay attention to those doorways that are opening for you, even today. So every day I pull a tarot card just to see what my day is going to be. And my message today was pay attention to the doors that are opening. Okay, I got it. Doors are opening. Yeehaw, let's party. And whether you believe in divine intervention or the universe or God or source, it doesn't matter what name you give it, right? It doesn't matter what name you give it. We are all amazing and miraculous. Like, oh my goodness, think about this. A friend of mine just had a baby. I'm like, holy cow, a little baby grew inside your wife. And then poof, there's a person here. Like, holy moly. Now, talk about impermanence. Their life will never be the same again. But it just got up-leveled because they have a little person. They have a little person who's going to teach them a whole bunch of new lessons in life, right? And who knows, this little person could have a whole miraculous life. Well, it does have a whole miraculous life, but the path that it has laid ahead of it is amazing and exciting. And you should be as excited about your path. Like sometimes when we get older, we're like, Well, I'm old now. Yep. Might as well just sit here on the couch. No, hello. Get your butt off that couch. Now, it's okay to rest every now and then. Last week, I don't know if you noticed on Wednesday last week, I was a little bit under the weather and I spent the entire next day on the couch. Flat out. I could go to the get a cup of tea and go back to the couch. That's about all I had in me. So that's okay, but I don't want you to spend your life there. I want you this week to think about something that has been hanging around, that you've been holding on to, trying to control it, because you're afraid to let go of it. And I want you to let go of it on purpose. Just to practice. Something easy. Maybe it's just like an old magazine that you keep moving from one table to the other or something. Like just have, let something go. And maybe practice micro grieving if letting things go makes you sad. So, but do it with intention. Do it with understanding that you don't have to stay there. So maybe, you like summer and now it's fall. You can go, oh, I miss summer. Think about how nice summer is and know that summer comes again, right? Or my friend with the new little baby, that first day, you'll never have that first day again with that baby and the cuteness that it was. Now, that doesn't mean more cuteness isn't coming, but you can have that, oh, that birth, yep, it's over. And then go to the next awesome event in your life. And when you're tempted to fix something or have everything figured out, instead, wonder with curiosity what might be on the horizon. Remember what I said. You don't have to figure it all out. You just have to be curious enough to let it come to you. And I want you to think about this. So you can, if you like writing and journaling, this is a good journal prompt. If you just like to ponder, I'm more of a ponderer than a journaler some days. Some days I write. Depends on my vibe. But if nothing lasts, what would you stop forcing? That could be anything. I'm not going to put that out there for you, but it could be anything. So if you know that nothing lasts forever, everything is impermanent, including impermanence, by the way. What would you stop forcing? What would you stop trying to square peg round hole? Maybe it's you. Maybe you would stop forcing yourself into some kind of idea of your should be. Maybe you could start to sit and look inwards at who you are instead of who you're trying to be. Crazy. I love those invitations. Because the invitations that I send to you, I actually go off and do myself, because I have figured a lot of things out in my life to now. It could change tomorrow. Who knows, right? Even when you feel like you have everything figured out, sometimes the universe goes, hey, she's got it all figured out. Let's give her a new lesson. I don't know if you see those memes that go by on Instagram. I get them all the time. You're walking along, you've got it all figured out. Yeah, I'm dialed in. I'm in my groove. And then the universe goes ka-chung and knocks you over. Oh, shoot, something else to learn? Thanks, universe. You're the best. I love you. Send love to the universe and thank it because each lesson gets easier because you are in a new place and you have a new perspective and just go through life loving the lessons, knowing that more are coming your way. Remember, your only job is to be curious, to flow, to be happy, and to let the change happen to you. I'll see you next week, my
Thank
friend.
you for tuning
Take
into
care.
Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.